Hate to love it, it's just one of those things. Everybody that goes on it always wants to come up with a song like this. Unfortunately, what we tend to end up with is... step further, I would have been ninth. So a Eurovision fan has teamed up with three Derby artists to launch a campaign to represent the UK at the annual song contest. Businessman Mark Saxby, music producer Ben Haynes, singer Kaitia Gill and videographer Brett Turner have put together Glory Days in a bid for next year's contest. And I'm pleased to say that Mark joins me on the other side of the studio this afternoon. You bonkers.
No, I just love Eurovision. Just playing those songs, the theme tune, it just brings back so many memories of sitting there with my friends, having a Eurovision party, eating Eurovision food, playing Eurovision bingo. They are the glory days.
So is this a dream for you that might just be fulfilled? Because you've written a song, haven't you?
Yeah, so it all kind of... I was brought up with Eurovision, you know, my family would sit in front of Eurovision every year. And then on my 40th birthday, I was looking for a kind of a thing to do that would mark out my 40th year. And I ended up going to the Eurovision Song Contest in Germany and made it a bit of an adventure. I made it my aim to try and get on German television. So I disguised myself as a Moldovan because they were in the semi-final I was in. And I thought, okay, well, there's not going to be many Moldovans. Surely I can get on television. So I made a giant pointy hat. I went into this Dusseldorf craft shop and I said, can you help me make this hat? And she said, oh, what country are you representing? And I said, well, we're representing Moldova. And she said, oh, your English is very good. So I wore this giant pointy hat. And somehow, in the middle of the concert, I saw a bit of a kerfuffle going on behind me. And I went up and I met the Azerbaijan singers. And I said to them, oh, you know, I think you could win. And I could just see the confidence in their face. Anyway, they went on to win. So I kind of feel part of that success. So that was kind of getting quite good. And then as I left the concert, and I still hadn't been on TV, which was a bit disappointing because I had a great hat. It was really, really tall. I was sort of walking past this TV crew, and they beckoned me over. And they said, oh, can you sort of talk about how you feel about Moldova winning? And I had a giant Moldovan flag that I bought from eBay. And I just put my thickest Eastern European accent and spoke about Moldova.
So you're in at that point then.
Yeah, yeah.
You've definitely got the books. So where does this come from then? Because people think, oh, I could write one better. But you've just sat down and tried to do it.
Well, it's been years, hasn't there, of them picking people like Engelbert and like Bonnie and people who've not really done very well. And then last year, they opened it up to the public to enter. So they said, right, well, look, we're going to have an open competition. And unfortunately, they picked Electro Velvet, who weren't that good. They were okay, but it was never going to win. And I thought, all right, if they do it again next year, I'm going to go for it. So I heard about it, and I thought, right, who do I know? I've got a friend who's a music producer, Ben Haynes. I thought, I'll drop Ben a line and say, because Ben would be one of our clients. And I dropped Ben a message, and I said, should we get this song together? And he said, should we make it cheesy? And I said, no. Eurovision songs that win are not cheesy anymore. This has got to be professional. And so we went to the studio, he got in, we wrote the song, and then he got in a singer called Kezia Gill. He's a professional singer, sings at Darley Park Fireworks and the opening of the Derby Arena. And she sang, and then we got a video man, Brett, from All Video Productions to actually film the whole thing for the entry, because you had to submit it by video so that BBC could see who was singing. And I just thought, well, okay, what shall I write about? And of course, everyone complains about us being rubbish at Eurovision. So I thought, why not write about how we're rubbish at Eurovision, but make it about the glory days. So the glory days are when we were good. So kind of the opening line is, it all started with a puppet on a string. It was so easy then, and blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on like that, talking about how, and it really, Buck's Fizz and Katrina and the Waves. And then it goes on to say, these are the glory days. We're now living in the glory days. This is the glory days. We've got all these great bands out there now, Adele and people like that, and One Direction. I say great bands, we know what I mean. Successful bands, maybe, rather than great bands. And I thought, well, actually, we've got great music, so let's be at the glory days now.
So you've submitted it, but the thing about this, and it's great talking about it, but you can't play it. Nobody can hear it, can we? We can't play it on the radio because the BBC haven't made their decision yet.
That's right. They say they're going to make the decision by January the 1st. So I've got this great song, but I'm not allowed to play to anybody. I could probably whisper a bit, singing a bit, but that's about it.
You better not. We don't want to jinx it.
Well, can you imagine? It would be if they chose it and they said, "Hang on, we heard on Andy Potter's show that you played. You say you whispered a bit. That's it. You're out." So I'm not allowed. You know, it's really frustrating. So but there you go.
I mean, is this a serious entry? I mean, you've talked about it. We've had some fun. You've talked about the hat. Talked about being Eurovision. But are you deadly serious about this?
Well, initially, I love Eurovision. I thought, well, okay, I run a business called Status Social, and I thought, let's get publicity for it by putting it out there. But then the more I got into it, the more serious it's become. And now, I even had a dream about it the other day, which is not really good when you're dreaming about it at night. And the worst thing is, I can't remember in the dream whether we got through or not. So
how will you know? Will it be an email on January the 1st, or will it be a phone call?
Well, I suspect they're going to let us know before Christmas for the successful one. So if I've not heard by Christmas Eve of next week, then I'm fearing the worst, Andy.
You never know. And if it all starts to happen, you know, passport ready and all the other bits and pieces.
Absolutely. And do you know what? I've written it really thinking, what would be a good Eurovision song? So it starts off with the chorus. You know, very few songs start with the chorus. But yeah, the old day, I put it on a string, started with the chorus, and then we sing the chorus line around 9 times in 2 minutes 52. So by the time you leave that room, I tell you what, you won't be able to start doing anything other than sing our chorus.
Right, you heard it here first. If it gets through and we get the first play, we are going to get the first play.
Oh, absolutely,
play,
of course.
That's
exclusive.
All right. Mark and Ketsia, who was trying to get in today, but hope your car's all right. That's all I'm going to say, because she's probably listening on the radio this afternoon. Let us know, and I wish you all the best with this. And if it does get picked, we are so following it through.